rocks.
Yep. Here we go.
It's 737. Brock Hunter.
The only thing that fucks more if Brock... I can't say it. I can't. I can't say it.
Oh, it's funny. That's funny. You're such a little pansy. Can't even do it.
Well, you know, I was raised good, Brock. I went to church. I did all the good things, you know?
I know. My mother, your mother and I are very proud of you. It's great.
Yep. Walk tall. Walk tall.
Let's do your topic of the day here on the Plan B Morning Show. What's something new that you've recently learned? I hate admitting this, but I was so blown away when I finally realized it. Okay, so you know, like the classic corkscrews for wine bottles and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You twist them in and then you pull them out. Okay, not the fancy ones that do all the work for you. Well, the old school ones, I've been doing it wrong for years. Apparently, you open it up, you twist the screw in, and then you take that little metal piece that also serves as a bottle opener, you brace that on the lip of the wine bottle, and then you push down, and it pops the cork right up. You know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a wine opener.
But for so long, what I would do is I'd put it in there, and then it looked like a T, and then I'd have it in my hand, and I have to sit there.
Yeah,
like,
and you just yank it out.
Oh, dude, and it hurts your hands, and it never worked. Yeah. Apparently, I've been doing it wrong. I just learned that, seriously, like a month ago. And it changed. I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that was amazing. And I wasn't sure if I was going to tell anybody. There's a point where I'm like, all right, Brock, you're 34 years old. Maybe you shouldn't admit to the fact that you didn't know this. But it blew my effing mind. And, yeah, I'm so happy I learned that. I've been working so hard to open bottles of wine for years and hurting my hand when really I just had to be smarter than the wine bottle.
I think there was one time where I just actually pushed the cork into the wine bottle. I didn't have a wine opener. So I think I just used something to jam it in there. And you know what? The other day, somebody put online, they're like, hey, you want to get a wine cork out of a wine bottle? Yeah, I'm interested. I'm very interested. Or get a cork out of a wine bottle without a wine opener. You know what you do? This is fantastic.
Don't you put like a lighter?
No. I kind of paused the video and I was like, what's he going to do? Like, what is my guess? You know, you're close. I thought he was going to tap the shoe on the back of it or something and pop.
Yeah.
You know, which does work, I guess, sometimes. This one, he pushes the cork into the wine bottle, right?
Uh-huh.
Takes a plastic bag and he kind of like pushes the plastic bag down into the wine bottle like halfway. And then he shimmies the cork onto the plastic bag, and then he pulls the plastic bag out. Pop! Works perfectly every time, 100%.
You know,
believe it.
At that point, I'm just going to break the top of the beer bottle or the wine bottle off.
Right,
make sure
right.
I don't get any glass shards in my drink, and I'm going to be good. Because that sounds like a lot of work. I feel like that's not going to work for me.
Hey, you know what though? If a wine bottle floats up on an island that you're cast away on. There you go.
A wine bottle and a plastic bag.
There you go.
To be honest, the plastic bag, I guarantee, is going to float up on that island because we just have ruined the ocean. But at least then I can do it. I will keep that in mind. Is there anything that you've learned recently? You don't retain stuff all that well other than the wine bottle things.
Something that I've learned recently that I don't know. Nothing really new, man. My wife really does. Or she really doesn't laugh at my jokes.
No, I know what you've learned. I know it. I got the perfect one. You learned that owning a boat sucks.
Oh, yeah. There you go. See, it's so far out of my mind, I can't even think of it. I just pushed it away so hard. Because I'm just, you know what? One of my dad's buddies, he took one of the carburetors, because I think that's what the problem is. Uh-huh. And he's like, yeah, I got a guy who's brilliant with these. I'm going to take it to him, and he's going to look at it. Like, I'm like, go ahead. I didn't even get excited. Just like,
that's fine.
Just take it. You know, do what you want.
If it runs, it runs. If it doesn't, who cares at this point?
At this point, it's like, whatever.
All right.
So, yeah, that's something I've learned recently.
There you go. Bust out another 1,000.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Get to the WIRX Facebook page. Comment on our topic of the day. What's something new that you've recently learned? We'll have your answers. There's some great ones on there. We want to hear from you. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Hey, how you doing?
Your topic for today, what's something new that you've recently learned? Let's see. Bryce said wearing a mask all day at work sucks. Oh, I bet, man.
Yeah, especially if you're, you know, if you have to wear it at work, which, no, oh, man.
That sucks. I know. Luckily, us being, you know, quarantined in our house, we don't at least have to wear the mask. And it would also, we'd sound like Bane. Oh, welcome to the Plan B Morning Show, Batman.
That's the Plan B Morning Show.
Plan B, you simply adopted the Plan B Morning Show. I was born into the darkness.
I've been wearing a mask this whole time.
So stupid. Let's see. Blake learned that I can add rye chips to the long list of topics you two will murder each other over.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, listen to this. Golf leagues last night. Go to the gas station. You know what? To re-up a little bit, walk by some Gardettos and the rye chip Chex Mix. Yeah. I ask our friend Bitterman, Sam, I'm like, hey, what's your favorite part of this? I didn't say anything. He's like, boom, rye chips.
Yeah, Sam's I'm
like,
oh, yeah.
And I set it back, and I'm like, you know what Brock said? He's like the breadstick. He likes the breadstick. You know what he said to me? He's like, they don't make an entire bag of breadsticks. He's a moron.
You know why they have an entire bag of rye chips is because they have so many left over because nobody wants them because they're garbage.
No.
You know what? I never liked Sam. I never liked him. Not one bit. Bitterman, if you're listening,
hey, get used to not liking everybody then because everybody likes those rye chips.
Ridiculous.
Come back to earth.
Just stale bread. Yummy. What is this?
And you know what they are? The garlic.
Yum.
I'm just saying, you're way off on this one.
Grandma likes them because it reminds her of the Great Depression when all they had to eat was stale bread. Oh, I remember when all we had was rye chips.
You know what? People must love Great Depression then because everybody loves it.
You know what? You're depressing me with this stupid rye chip stuff.
I'm about to go get some right now.
I hope you choke on them. I really do. Right in the throat. Right in the throat. Just right in that windpipe there. Let's see. Tony said that he learned that the scientific name of the taint or gooch is the perineum.
Perineum, yeah.
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 And isn't that little thing, isn't that little gooch between your nose and your lip called like the phellum or phylum or something?
I think so. Something like that. But I knew the perineum for sure. You remember the...
know a lot about gooches, do you? That's good to know.
My sister was, she's an RN. So she had the, when I was little and very curious, she'd just leave her medical book around, and you'd flip through it. And, yeah, they had that classic picture of the, you know, all the parts.
All the parts and things.
That's how I know what the perineum is.
Okay. Let's
not that away. I definitely was not studying.
It's weird just looking at medical books.
Well,
were you,
I was like
were you
seven.
Were you doing other stuff?
No, I was seven. I was just curious. I wasn't to that point yet. I was like...
I come on, this.
You're the one going through national, you know, the what is it? The blood book at the library.
National Geographic?
Yeah, there you go. See, it's kind of the same thing, but mine was medical.
I feel like this explains your weird taint fetish.
I know I have one.
I just knew what it was called. It's okay. I mean, we all like different things. Like, hell, we just read a story about a guy, you know, that loved making love to flip-flops. You have a taint fetish. It is what it is.
Yeah, let me see that perineum.
Like what? Ew, gross. let's see. Jessica said she recently learned that quarantine blows. Yes, it does. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, though, Jessica.
Just you know what's funny? It's like before this, like, everybody just wanted to go home. Like, hey, I want to stay home today and just do nothing. Now everybody's like, I want to go back to work.
Get me out of here.
It just proves that you want what you don't have.
That's right. Grass is always greener, buddy. Grass is always greener.
Be happy.
Let's see. Alex said he recently learned that the Plan B Morning Show is a blowout. I love you guys. You see, Chris and Brian and all you other jerks, that's a nice thing to say. You know what? He just made my day. Thank you, Alex.
Huh?
He loves it. He loves
I thought
it.
He was going to say, like, I thought he was going to say blowout, like as in like a blowout, like a tire.
Like a blown out colon, like that, similar to it. Yeah.
Jeez. I was going to go with the tire route, but.
He said something nice. And Alex, we love you too.
There you go, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Not Chris or Brian, you jerk. let's see. Sam, we'll end with Son of Sam. Sam said, I learned that Saturday has a turd in it.
Nice.
Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. I never thought of that before.
I'm never going to be, if I ever have to write Saturday again, right. I'm never not going to laugh now.
Here's how I'm going to spell Saturday now. Lowercase s, lowercase a, capital T, capital U.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Right. Here you go, Sam. There you go, kid.
All right, that's good. We'll take a break for now. That's what we've learned recently. Whole lot of nothing. We've learned about Saturdays and Gooches. Perfect.
Yeah. Perenniums. Perenniums.
Perenniums. Sorry. Yeah. Got to be technical here on the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.
More rock next.